Welcome back to All Things WPL. We are at the end of another fabulous season of WPL, and after several weeks of fantastic games hosted across Bengaluru and Delhi, where we've consistently witnessed 20,000 odd fans almost every day at the stadiums, we have our two finalists, 2023 runners-up Delhi Capitals versus fan favorites Royal Challengers Bangalore. Diving right into a quick preview of the two teams, we have Delhi Capitals, who have been in great form throughout the tournament, only having lost two games with the slightest of margins. DC, led by legendary ex-Australian national captain Meg Lanning. Lanning barely needs an introduction. He's one of the most successful captains in the history of women's cricket, having led Australia to 5 World Cup titles. In WPL, she became the first player to make 500 career runs in the league and currently has accumulated over 650 runs in 17 matches across both seasons with a strike rate of 132. Incidentally, her highest score of 72 runs has also been against the RCB. She's also one of the top contenders for the Orange Cap. Shefali Verma is a whole different player under Lanning's captaincy. If she gets going, she can make things difficult for any opposition, deals in boundaries and sixes only. Her highest WPL score of 84 runs has also been against RCB last season. This season too, she has already scored a half century against RCB. The Lanning-Verma opening partnership of 100 runs has helped DC beat UP Warriors earlier this season. This just goes to show what a strong opening duo this is, and they can definitely hurt RCB's chances if they get going. At number 3, we have English all-rounder Alice Capsey. Scored 48 against RCB, where DC won the match by just one run. Generally bowls an overall 2 for DC and has taken 10 wickets in total in WPL so far. She's going to be another player to watch out for. At number 4, we have Jemima Rodrigues, another player who needs no introduction, star of the Indian women's cricket. She has been having a great WPL season so far. 69 not out versus Mumbai Indians has been her best innings with a strike rate of 155. Apart from her batting skills, she's a terrific fielder, has taken some brilliant catches in the last few games alone. One of the best fielders in the Indian women's cricket team and the Delhi Capitals. The Delhi Capitals team also includes one of the best all-rounders in the game right now. Marzan Kapp opens the bowling for Delhi Capitals, similar to when she plays for her South African national team, almost unplayable in the power play. RCB openers will have to be very careful about how they tackle Kapp in the initial overs. She's also a very strong middle-order batter. Her role in the DC team has been to finish the innings, to set up big targets, and she's even been a part of crucial run chases with teammate Jemima Rodrigues. Another player in great form right now is the Australian left-arm spinner Jess Jonathan. Her best bowling figures in WPL have also been against RCB, 3 for 21, where she also scored quick 36 runs in the same match, which eventually DC won by 25 runs. She has another 3-wicket haul this season against Mumbai Indians, where she got the crucial wicket of Hayley Matthews. So with 3-wicket hauls in 3 consecutive matches, she is in good momentum to derail any good batting lineup. Also, current purple cap holder. More from the DC bowling lineup, we have one of the best in-swingers in the game today, Shikha Pandey, who is also among the leading wicket takers in WPL. In the 2024 season, she has taken 8 wickets with an economy of 7.7. Other bowlers in the DC squad include spinner Radha Yadav and right-arm medium-fast bowler Arundhati Reddy. DC squad also includes upcoming stars Minu Mani and Titus Sadhu, who has been the player of the match in the inaugural Under-19 T20 World Cup final in South Africa. Although she's played limited games in the WPL so far, she has bagged 3 crucial wickets for the team. DC also has Annabel Sutherland in their squad, another Australian all-rounder who's in great form. Right before the WPL, in a test match against South Africa, she scored a double century. Moving on to the RCB team. The team has undergone a lot of changes since season 1. The core group still comprises of captain Smriti Mandana, all-rounder Sophie Devine, Elise Perry, wicketkeeper Richa Ghosh. Hoping Sophie Devine can recreate and go past her innings against Gujarat Giants last year, where she scored 99 off 36 balls. Elise Perry needs no introduction. Your social media is probably flooded with a lot of reels on Perry's heroics in the recent matches. She's been an anchor for the team in the last few games, current Orange Cap holder with 312 runs this season. took 6 wickets, giving away only 15 runs against the Mumbai Indians. This is currently the best bowling figure in the WPL. Wicketkeeper Richa Ghosh also done some great work with the bat and behind the stumps. Disha Kasat also continues to be a part of the team from the last year. Bowling lineup includes Shyanka Patil, Renuka Singh, Asha Shobhna, again, who have been a part of the season one as well. Asha Shobhna already has 10 wickets this season and is a close contender for the purple cap along with DC players like Cap and Jess Jonathan. Shyanka Patil, she's been having a great season too. Took crucial wickets of Hayley Matthews and Harmanpreet Kaur in the eliminator game. She's going to be a player to watch out for in the final game as well. Speaking of the new additions, we have S. Meghna from the Gujarat Giants team last season. She has been an addition to the RCB batting lineup. Although the team continues to experiment with their batting order, sometimes opening with Devine or Meghna. The next two players, in my opinion, are the two most crucial upgrades to the RCB team. Australian all-rounders Georgia Wareham and Sophie Molyneux. Both have shown the ability to take wickets in crucial stages of the match as well as add runs on the board. This duo has been having a positive impact on RCB games and we're hoping we can see even better bowling and batting display from these two. Among other overseas players, we have English bowler Kate Cross, who has unfortunately not been a part of the playing 11 so far, and South African all-rounder Nadine de Klerk, who hasn't been very effective. So not expecting to see them in the final as well. That's a quick preview of both the teams. DC already have the experience of playing a WPL final, having lost to Mumbai Indians last year. Both franchises are on the verge of creating history as neither of them have won an IPL trophy before. So tune in at 7:30 p.m. tonight for a thrilling final and may the best team today win.